Well, we were hoping the bill was going to come to the floor this week, actually. It's a so-called Dodd-Levin bill. Chris Dodd, who's the chairman of the Banking Committee, has taken the lead on this because he is chairman of that committee. He's incorporated most of my bill that I've had in the works for a couple of years, and that's great. We've got a good chance of getting it passed. We've got a president who's supporting it. But basically, the bottom line is that we've had a lot of abuses from credit card companies for many, many years. We have them, they change interest rates on you retroactively even without reasons. They charge multiple penalties. They charge interest on money that's paid on time. They charge you for even paying your bill if you pay your bill by phone. There's just all kinds of abuses that would be changed if we can get this bill passed. A bill similar to ours is passed in the House. Ours is stronger. But either this week or next week, I expect that this bill is going to come to the floor of the Senate, be debated, I hope passed, and then working out differences with the House will come up with a bill. That's long overdue.
Now, what are some of the key measures or provisions that you're calling for in your legislation?
Well, one of them is, to me, one of the really important ones is the way interest rates are now raised arbitrarily, unilaterally by the credit card companies. Even though you pay your bills, you still nonetheless have to face these interest rate hikes, and they're made retroactive so that if you pay your, even if you pay your bills, you have a debt, obviously, you owe the credit card companies money, but you're paying it off, and you're paying it off according to the rules you've agreed to. Nonetheless, they have the right under the current rules to just raise your interest rates, and they can do whatever they want on interest rates. I got a notice the other day, even though I've been paying my bills on time, that my interest rate was going up from, I don't know, 18% to 30% or something like that. Everybody tells me they got a similar bill from the same, a similar notice from the same credit card company. And it's arbitrary, it's excessive. We also find the credit card companies charge interest, even though you pay your bill on time, they'll charge you interest on money that you paid on time. And that's something which is totally inexcusable. If you pay a portion of your credit card debt, for instance, you pay it on time, nonetheless, you'll be charged 15 days interest on it, even if you pay it during the so-called grace period. So there's a lot of fees that are charged, which are multiple fees. You go over the limit once, but you're charged an over-the-limit fee repeatedly, and just goes on and on.
Well, one of the other things I know that you're working on as well here to chat about this morning is the DOD acquisition reform bill that you're working on with Senator John McCain. What really is that, and what are you hoping to get done with this legislation?
Well, we have cost overruns on weapon systems that we buy, and these are huge cost overruns, typically 30-40% more than what the weapon was supposed to cost. And we got to stop it. And so Senator McCain and I have introduced a bill that will probably come to the floor today or tomorrow if the credit card bill doesn't come to the floor. We got our bill passed in committee. And what we're going to do is we're going to force consideration of cost early on by having somebody who is in charge of reining in those costs have a much higher position inside the Defense Department with direct access to the Secretary of Defense. Right now, we're supposed to have a mechanism which gets triggered when the costs start getting out of hand, but that mechanism has proven totally ineffective, so we are substituting a much stronger mechanism for that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, in terms of this, how does that end up happening? I mean, we've heard about it for years with various projects, those $250 hammer type things and whatnot. How does it happen? How does it get that far into the process?
Well, there is supposed to be a cost control in the system. It's something we built in many years ago, but the trouble is that it can be easily waived, and it doesn't force a review of a weapon system as it's being built, and doesn't stop it from continuing unless costs are reined in. So we put teeth in that mechanism, and it's hopefully going to work this time. But we also put somebody in charge who's much higher up in the hierarchy who has got the authority to rein in these costs and who is directly under the Secretary of Defense.
Well, how does it look to be? How does the legislative wind seem to be blowing on both of these issues? How do you feel when you talk about it with your colleagues? How's it looking?
Well, we got the bill to try to control costs in the weapons system. We got that passed unanimously by my Armed Services Committee. It's 11 McCain bill, so it's a bipartisan bill. I'm very optimistic we're going to get this bill passed. Now, some of the contractors are out to gut it, and we're not going to let that happen, hopefully, when it gets to the floor of the Senate. There's also a provision here to end conflicts of interest in the purchase and the oversight of some of the weapons systems. But there's some provisions here which some of the contractors are going to go after, and again, we hope to be able to fend those off. But I'd say it looks very, very good for the bill that will go after the cost overruns on the weapons systems. On the credit card bill, the banks and some of the credit card companies are lobbying very, very hard against provisions of it that have teeth. And so I'd say the outcome there is positive as well, but it will take a little bit longer.